Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk, and very glad to see all of you on the radio. We got 53 degrees right now. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. No problems reported in the central Susquehanna Valley. On the news line with us now, Samantha Zlotarczynski is back. She's a Penn State Extension educator in the Food, Families, and Health Division of Penn State Extension. Samantha, thank you so much for calling in again. Very glad to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. Thank you.
I do appreciate it. Yeah, we've had an opportunity to talk to you a couple of times. We've seen your articles and read them about wellness and working from home and yoga and nutrition and a wide range of topics. So, and you are out in the community from time to time with information, including one thing that you have coming up. So let's talk about that today. We're going to start out with the general topic of canning. Folks may say, well, geez, that's a fall activity. Why are you talking about that? But this is a timely opportunity to talk about canning. Now is where it all begins. So walk us through the process of canning, if you would please, Samantha.
Yes, absolutely. So canning season will start soon here. A lot of things are starting to grow with the spring, even starting to plant specific things that you might want to can in the future. But one thing that's really important if you are going to can is realizing what a high acid food is and what a low-acid food is, because we're going to process those foods in two different ways. So your high-acid foods, which would be most fruits, so think of things like apples, berries, cherries, peaches, plums, those are high-acid foods, and those do need to be processed in what we call a water bath canner. And then you have your low-acid foods, and those are going to be more like vegetables and meat products. And that has to be done using a pressure canner. So it's really important that people recognize the difference between those two acid food groups.
Where do I get the information on this? I always just think of Penn State Extension, what is it, extension.psu.edu, a good place to go. But we'll need more information than that. Where do we get the rest of the details?
Yes, absolutely. So if you do go on our website and you type in the words home food preservation, we have tons of research-tested recipes. We go into very specific details about specific foods or how to properly can the water bath, atmospheric steam pressuring, and we also go into the pressure canning process itself. There's a lot of information. So definitely go on our website and type in home food preservation.
You have an activity coming up?
Absolutely. Actually, locally at the Shamokin Cole Township Library, I will be hosting an intro to home food preservation. That will be happening June 2nd. And you could find information by contacting me or going on to our extension website again.
Yeah, I would probably recommend that folks enjoy that class there so they can see the demonstration and then get all of their questions answered. Is now the time to decide what to plant if you're going to be planting and growing your own things in which you'll be putting into cans later?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of common vegetables that we see would be tomatoes, obviously. Even green beans are very common. Again, different berries, since a lot of people like to do jams, jellies, and preserves. Other common things we see, too, which would be later in the fall, but you would see things like Brussels sprouts, pickling cauliflower. But it's, you know, again, time to plant some of those things, so when you harvest them, you can start canning.
Yeah, we see the folks that are planting tomatoes, they're already got things started indoors. Well, a lot of things are started indoors if you're an avid planter and vegetable grower. Can you purchase supplies? I think you and I had a conversation about a year ago that supplies were short.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why it's important to talk about this now, because I did notice that there is a shortage right now on the mason jars. So as soon as you can get the different size mason jars, depending if you need, half pints, because it will depend on what you're canning, but even getting the lids, the sealing compound lids, the metal discs, And even, again, it would be the canner itself if you don't have one. And another important thing that we have to remember, too, is every year we should be getting our dial gauges tested if you're going to be using, again, any type of canning method, because they can lose their accuracy every year.
Where would you get a dial gauge tested that you're going to use on your pressure cooker?
Right at the Sunbury office at 443 Plum Creek Road in Sunbury. That's where I'm located, and I can easily test anybody's canner gauge tester.
Well, fantastic. Okay, yeah, and we should point out, I didn't mention it, but you are based out of Sunbury, so lots of folks around here have seen you at lots of places, and hopefully you'll get a good turnout for your June 2nd opportunity for folks to learn more about canning. Well, they used to call Penn State staffers Penn State home economists, because they would really help individual families live economically. Families on the margin was a phrase that originally emanated out of Penn State years ago. With high inflation, is this conversation about canning more economical and more timely than ever?
Absolutely. Some of our educators even now are starting to can just because to save the supplies of some food items if, you know, inflation will keep increasing. So very cost timely and savings if you start canning different food items, and then you'll have them. We like to tell everybody to store canned food items at least up to a year. Obviously, after a year, it just kind of loses its quality of the product, but just also being careful that there's no mold growing or your seals have popped. That's very important as well, but definitely a great option if you are worried about the cost of food increasing.
Yeah, remember the paraffin seal back in the day. You don't use that too much anymore, but I do recall that from years ago, making sure that that made a good seal. Other tips for families on the margin? What else can people keep in mind now that prices are high?
You know, I always just like to say, if you can buy certain things in season, absolutely do so. Look for those different sales, because sometimes buying in bulk is actually cheaper than buying individual food items, anything from produce to even, you know, different protein meat products. I also want to encourage, too, with the prices increasing, that you could also try to aim at least once a week for plant-based protein options. So thinking of different beans, peas, lentils instead of meat product, just to kind of help again with cost. If we do see that there's a rise in meat products specifically, try something different.
All right. What else shall we say? I know you have talked about a food preservation guide in the past. I imagine that's probably a book-sized document. Describe where that document comes from.
Yes, absolutely. We do have that for sale on our website if you would like to purchase that. Again, you can either contact me or type in those keywords. Again, on our website, it's home food preservation, and it does come with all the research-tested recipes of all the different food groups as well, for even the pressure canning and then the water bath canning. It is called Preserving Food at Home. It's a resource guide. And I did want to mention, again, for those that would need their pressure canner gauges tested, I will be in my office again in Sunbury. This will be Monday, May 23rd. I'm just going to have an open door and just have everybody come in and get their gauges tested for free.
Out on Plum Creek Road outside Sunbury, lots of folks are familiar with that. It's from various meetings and some things that actually occur there. But you've been all over the community at a wide range of places. All right, well, take us home. Anything else to add? Maybe reiterate the address and the events coming up, and we'll give you an additional remark.
Yes, absolutely. So again, canning season will be approaching. Kind of keep in mind what you want to plant for those foods that you want to can in the future. It definitely will help with cost savings as we see an increase in inflation. Monday, May 23rd, I'm going to be testing pressure canner gauges at the Northumberland County Extension Office. That's 443 Plum Creek Road in Sunbury. And we also have another upcoming event on June 2nd at the Shamokin Coal Township library. It's called Intro to Home Food Preservation. Well, I will be teaching about home food preservation with a little demonstration. And you can contact me either at our website, which is extension.psu.edu, and you will find my information on there as well.
What's the phone number at the extension office?
That's 570-556-4744.
556-4744, if I heard. All right, fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Samantha. Always very much appreciated. You have an open mic here any time to talk about your activities and information, the inflation information, probably timely for families. So we appreciate that, and we'll perhaps see you in Shamokin at the next event. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Very much appreciated. Samantha Zlotarczynski, Extension Educator with Penn State Extension in their Division of Food, Families, and Health. And she, as I mentioned, has done a wide range of topics, everything from yoga to working from home to wellness, nutrition, and health. And she's, of course, talking about canning. And then there's the corollary conversation with that related to food safety as well. All of the information and the guide and the events that she's got coming up, details at www.extension.psu.edu.